268-6-8-6-8-6.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Wednesday, we started this message, Who's Who? And what I mean when I say who's who, we need to know who is who. The first who we need to know, we need to know who is above all. Amen? Now, I'm going to key in on that. Who is above all? We need to know. Amen? And the fact is that God is above all. And his government rules over all. Tell someone beside you, you have to know this. His intentions toward us are kind. Whatever we've experienced and stuff happens, life can throw some stuff. But in the midst of that, your mindset and thinking, you must know who is over all. Some things, to be honest, we bring up on ourselves because of wrong thinking, wrong attitude, hurts, whatever it might be. But yet God is still he that is over all. And we mustn't lose sight of the fact that his intentions toward us, even when we mess up, his intentions toward us are kind intentions. I'm glad God ain't like folks. People will kick you when you're down. Not everybody. Not everybody ain't like that. But people in general. The fallen nature is just that. It's a fallen nature. God is never like that. He's always looking to restore, to lift up, to show kindness. Amen. Remember the Good Samaritan? Some robbers robbed the man and left him for dead. And the first one to pass by was a priest, I think it was. Church folk. And he saw the man over there bleeding. And he didn't want to get unclean. So he passed around on the other side, act like he didn't see. Look at that man, tell him, you made for this stuff.
Amen.
Some of us are never really going to tap into our anointing until we roll our sleeves up.
Amen.
And realize that you are anointed to change lives. Ultimately, what happened? A good Samaritan, one that wasn't even saved, saw him, doctored him up, took him to an inn, told the innkeeper, keep him. And whatever amount he costs you when I come, I'll pay it.
Amen.
Jesus said, now which one of these was the neighbor? Some of us call ourselves good neighbors. Who is above all? Now, this week, I want to prepare you a little bit for this week because they're coming and they're going to take it by storm.
Amen.
Come on, they're coming in. Get ready. To be built up, to be blessed, to be challenged, to break down all limitations, and to go higher in the things of God. But the first thing I want to make you aware of is the portal. We've talked about this for some months. The portal. The portal is opened. Understand, when God is in control, all things fall in place. It's not just happenstance. It's not just how smooth you are. No. Things fall in place when God is in control. We must discipline our mind and our thoughts to stay on the frequency and not fall into other types of thinking. Keep God in control. Yeah, I touched on in the first service how your thinking can cause bad blood in your body. Amen. Not a word from this side. I hear real good out both ears. Not a word, not a peep, just people fanning. Let me say it again. Your thinking, how you think, can cause bad blood. People that fear disease get disease. Think about a moment. How it affects your body, your physical body, thoughts. People that are afraid to die and get disease usually pick it up. Job made a statement very profound. He said, "That which I feared greatly has come upon me." He was developed in that thing until it drew near to him. Your thoughts. Listen again. Your thinking can cause bad blood. Now, on the flip side, your thinking can cleanse your blood. Amen. Think about it a moment. How you think. A joyful heart makes a glad countenance. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Not the heart that's pumping, boom, boom, that the doctors can see. You have a heart that they can't see. You know when they say people have, that guy has no heart, he easily gives up. He stops short, throws in the towel. He's got the never mind, never mind. He has no heart. The heart we're talking about is the spiritual heart. That's pumping spiritual blood. We're sustained by our spirit, not our body. Hello? Because your body can remain here, but if it ain't got no spirit, it's gone. It's your spirit. So why put so much into the natural and neglect the spirit, which is the source of our life? Amen. Your spirit is the source. And so many, they spend all their time seeking after what the Gentiles seek after. Jesus made a statement. He said, "Labor not for the meat that perishes, but labor for that meat that endureth unto eternal life." There's where you find life. There's where you find the rhythms of God. There's where you find the orchestration of the Spirit, where you're walking in harmony, where your life becomes, let me say, a song. Not a funeral song. They call them a dirge. Not that, but a song. But your life, how you think can cause blood. How you think can bring things on you. Or can keep things from you. Flu season come around, stop talking about you always get sick. As a matter of fact, you know how people say, "I'm catching a cold"? I reversed that thing. I said, "A cold is trying to catch me, but I'm finna outrun this thing. I ain't gonna let it catch me. It ain't keeping me down." Come on, why? Why? Just the way I think. Amen? The portal is opened. All right? Now, let's take a look at that. The portal is open. Remember Jacob? Now, the portal is the entrance or an entrance point into the spirit dimensions. Specifically for you, the portal is the entrance point to the spirit dimension God is calling you to, where your destiny lies. The portal is opened. Now, when Jacob had the dream, he saw the ladder. Tell someone, there's a door that's opened. It's just like the ladder that reached from the earth to the heavens. Now, what you're going to find on this spiritual pathway is that there's going to be an intensifying of spiritual activity. The Lord hadn't been able to come to some of us like he would want to because we're too carnal. Not that you're a bad person, you're just, your thinking is carnal. And the carnal mind is at enmity against God. God can't come into those thoughts. But along this spiritual path, this portal that's open, you're going to find there's going to be an intensity of spiritual activity and interaction with God. And when I say an intensifying, you know how you used to hear God every once a month? Or every now and then when you got a CD or something, you heard the voice of God. It's going to intensify. Amen. I'm not going to say that God's going to crowd you, but things are going to intensify. He's going to be around a lot more than you thought he was around, instructing you a lot more than you are used to being instructed. Amen. Things falling in place more than you thought they would fall in place. Things happening where God's fingerprint and footprint are there, and you didn't. My goodness, Lord is moving by his spirit. He's always been there. You just hadn't let him manifest. But tell somebody, the portal's open. Spiritual activity is going to intensify. I'm talking about in a good sense. People always talk about, comment, how the devil's busy. You're going to begin to experience and see just how busy heaven is. Yeah. Amen. If a third of the angels fail and became your enemy, there are two-thirds that didn't fall, that are on your side, that are working in your behalf. Two-thirds. The devil's outnumbered. Amen. So the portal is open. I want that ingrained upon your mind and in your conscience. Walk softly. Walk with reverence. You're going to hear God in places you didn't think you'd hear him. There's a testimony of a guy that was backslidden, running from God. He was a preacher. Running from God, went to get a haircut at a friend's house. He's down in the basement, and his friend that's cutting his hair, his little boy is on the floor playing with a little car. He's just about two-year, maybe three-year-old, and he's just rolling the car around on the floor, and he comes by the chair, and he looks up at him, and he says, "Preach! Preach my word!" He testified of it. He said it scared him. You go hear God in places. I'm telling you, this thing's going to get intense. Amen. I said, look, somebody tell us it's going to intensify in a good way. That's why you can't continue to be carnal and fleshly. Amen. The portal is open. The door has been opened. Now listen, and I pray that you can receive this. I know we've built the capacity for this, but.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Hello, this is Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory if we just live life in the Spirit. Join me right here every weekday, and let me show you how you can truly start enjoying everyday life in Christ.
Enjoying everyday life with Joyce Meyer at 7:30 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
We Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look in